sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how
days are filled with sorrow and care. Hearts are lonely and drear. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Calvary. Burdens are lifted at Calvary.
Let's pray. Our gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we are thankful that we can be assembled here this day. A day that we honor as a day that we can worship you, sing songs to you, together around your Son's table. And Father, to remember as a song we have sung, how great thou art. Father, you are our creator. Father, you own us. And Father, you take care of us as you have promised in your word. Thank you so much for your Son that came into the world. Taught us the things that you'd have us to know and go to that cruel cross because of our sins. The love of you for your Son and your Son for us is unexplainable to us because we cannot understand how much that you really love us. Father, we are thankful for the health that we have, that we can be here. For those that have been mentioned here this day, Father, we can only pray that the things that administer to them to help them recover will be in such a way that they can regain their normal walks in this life. We pray to you, Father, that you'll guide the hands that take care of them, they can have a speedy recovery. For those that have lost loved ones, Father, we pray that they'll look to you for comfort, for help. Because the comfort that really lies is with you and your Son and what you mean to us. Thank you so much for the word that we have, that we can read it every day in our lives, that it can sustain us, it can build us up, it can be help us to be more like your Son every day. Thank you for the church that meets here at this place. Father, we pray that we may continue to preach the word as plain and simple and in accordance with the gospel that you've given us. That we may be generous in our gifts to help those that are round about us. Father, to help others to see the way that you would have them to live. Thank you, Father, for the country in which we live, for the freedoms that we enjoy, for the bounty that we have, for the men and women that watch over this country and our military, for the policemen, for the doctors that we have in our care and nurses, for the first responders that look over us. Father, we are so grateful for them. We pray for the leaders of this land, Father, that they'll look for you for guidance, and not to man's wisdom. Help them, Father, to come back to your word and to rule in such a way that we can have peace amongst ourselves and even peace throughout the world. Thank you, Father, for the material blessings that we enjoy every day in our lives. We realize, Father, that all blessings come from you. And help us to use them in such a way, Father, that it not only sustains us here, but glorifies you here on this earth. We're thankful for Brother Robert and Sister James. They work here. We pray that much good can be done. And, Father, we ask you to give them a long life. In our lives, Father, we realize that there are times when we fail you, that we sin, and Father, we pray that you will help us to overcome our weaknesses, that you'll forgive us of our sins, and we'll live better in the future than we have in the past. Again, Father, thank you for letting us be here to worship you. We pray that things that we said and done here will be in accordance with your will and acceptable in your sight. Thank you so much again for your Son, in whose name we pray.
In preparation for the Lord's Supper, let's turn to number 51. Break thou the bread of life, dear Lord, to me, as thou didst break the loaf beside the sea. Within the sacred page, I seek thee, Lord. My spirit pants for thee, O living Word. Bless thou the truth, dear Lord, to me, as thou didst bless the bread, chapter 6, beginning in verse 26. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." Father, we thank you for this bread, the symbol of the body of our Savior that was hung upon that cross for our sins. We pray that those who partake will do so in a manner pleasing to thee. We thank you for your love. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Present this morning. Today is January 9th, 2022, for taking purposes. If you would, let's mark our song books at number 683. 683 will be our song of invitation after our lesson this morning. And once you've marked that, let's turn to number 226. 226. Have thine affections been nailed to the cross? Is thy heart right with God? Dost thou count all things for Jesus but loss? Is thy heart right with God? Is thy heart right with God? Washed in the crimson blood, cleansed in the
in the sense of bowing before the Lord, honoring Him. And He says in regard to this matter in John 4, verse 23, the hour cometh and now is when true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For God is spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. We must be sincere about the words that we say in songs, the words we hear and we amen in prayer. The idea of our giving must be done in such a way that we give in such a hope that good will be done as prayed about for the work being done. And all the activities of it, we talk about this in a good way, in a proper way, because that's the worship of God to be done. When we do not worship in spirit and in truth, spirit, the way of feeling, way of our agreement of heart, the way of our commitment, but in truth in regard to the way that that truth was evident in the New Testament. We need to be that people who search it out and find out what they did in regard to worship of God. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, in reference to the matter of singing, he says, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, sing and make melody in your heart to the Lord. They were to gather, and they were to be people who, in their gathering, they enjoyed their worship together. It is noted regarding this matter in verse 6 of Ephesians 5, let no man deceive you in vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. The idea about a person gathering together and having words to be said that are words that are just appealing to our physical being, our physical man, and find ourselves not committed to the words that we say in praise to God and the words that we encourage to one another. We find that opportunity, we find the opportunity to be the people that God would have us to be as we sing and praise God and how we are people who serve Him. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, reference is made to the use of the Lord's Supper. And the criticism is offered to them by Paul that when he says, now in this part, verse 17, now in this I declare unto you, I praise you not, that they which come together, not for the better, but for the worse. For first of all, when you come together in the church, I hear that there to be divisions among you, and I partly believe it. And there must also be heresies among you, that they that approve may be made manifest among you. When you come together, therefore, into one place, this is not to eat the Lord's Supper. For in eating, every one taketh before his own supper, and one is hungry and another is drunken. What? Have you not houses to eat and to drink in? Or despise ye the church of God and shame them that have not? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you in this? I praise you not. Then he goes on to say, for I have received of the Lord that which I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it, and said, take, eat, this is my body, this which was broken for you, this do in remembrance of me. And after the same manner, he also took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood, this do ye, as often as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. For when we are judged, we are chastised of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when ye come together to eat, tarry one for another. If any man hunger, let him eat at home. Or let him come together unto condemnation. And the rest will I set in order when I come. Notice in regard to their participating in the Lord's Supper, there were to be people who seriously remembered the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. That's the way of worship to be done. It's the way in which they would remember what had happened for them on that day and time when Jesus died in their place. Jesus died for every one of us here, old enough to know right from wrong. Jesus died for each one of us. He bore our sins in his own body upon the cross and gave to his disciples in Matthew 26, 26 through 29. He gave to them the Lord's Supper as a reminder to them of the body and the blood of Christ, which was broken and shed for them. Now, in regard to this, we remember the purpose and idea of his church. As he built his church, he said to his church to be people who worship God, and that's what he's saying in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 17. There are things that you're doing there that I cannot praise. I cannot encourage you to keep on doing that because you are not honoring the Lord's body and blood. You are honoring your own supper, your own meal, and your own way, and you're not honoring the Lord. The Lord is the least of your thoughts about this matter, and this is not good. You're eating and drinking condemnation to yourselves. Would it be pitiful for us to remember and realize that when we came together to worship God, We have no more thought involved in each one of the elements of worship. The singing, the praying, the participating in giving, the Lord's Supper time, and the time of our preaching gospel. Everything about it was not with God in it at all. The Lord was not in it. And if that's the case, then that's not right. And it wouldn't be right for me as a preacher to say that you're worshiping God today. You're a person who is participating in something that will condemn your soul. And my soul too. If I preach in such a way and preach in thought that it's my own will, my own way, my own ideas, then I find myself doing something that the Lord said not to do. I do not worship Him. I'm not bowing before Him. I'm bowing before myself. And this is not right for a preacher to do either. Think about the ways in which we gather together. And think about the ways in which we serve the Lord. Remember that passage in Galatians 6 and verse 10? When he says that as long as you can do this sort of work and do this sort of good thing, that you do it in honor of the Lord till he comes again. The Lord wants us to be people who look out here in the needs of the world in which we live. And people who have floods and problems and difficulties call out for help and need because their circumstances beyond their control. And they can get that help. And they can have that need met. And people can serve them. And the Crockett Congregation is a part of it right off the bat, the first day. It's a part of helping that to be relieved. That's a good thing to do. I did not bring over the computer this morning and have the chart set up for you in regard to the worship of God today. Yes, well, my plan was to be that way, but it was raining so much when I got out of the house that wasn't a good thing to do to that machine. At the same time, halfway over here, what happened? The rain began to let up. It began to let up, and I got inside here at the time. But I did not go back and do the others. Tonight I'll have it up here and have it show the thing, Lord willing, I'll have it up here and show the thing about the Lord's Supper. As you read there in John 4, 23 and 24, God calls upon true worshipers to worship Him. Did He see us truly bow before Him as we sang the songs this morning, as we prayed the prayers this morning? As we were participating in this activity of the Lord's Supper, did He see us remember the body and the blood of His Son? As we remember that, it causes us to bow even deeper because we want to worship Him. As we worship Him, we find ourselves enjoying the relationship with Him that is really beyond description. And here we have opportunity to be with Him someday in the end. Think about the worship of God as we gather together and the concept of worshiping the Lord in spirit and in truth, being a person who looks at the dedication of that worship and the words that are said and the words that are heard and the words and mannerisms that are in our heart, spirit and truth, according to the words of truth, the words of evidence, and the words of right. It's good to have you all here with us today, and to be worshipers with us of the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. The song invitation is provided today, announced today at ahead of time. And as we think about this, we think about obeying the gospel of Jesus Christ. As of yesterday, I came over this way, and we began to heat up the baptistry here. It is of sufficient temperature that it's a more comfortable thing to be baptized into Christ in the warmer water than it is to be baptized in cold, bitter cold water in a controlled way. And so it's ready. And we have clothing ready and available for anybody who needs to obey the gospel of Jesus Christ today. You can make your way to the front and let that be known as we stand together and as we sing this good hymn.
Would you live for Jesus and be always pure and good? Would you walk with Him within the narrow road? Would you have Him bear your burden? find a place of constant rest? Would you prove him true each providential test? Would you in his service labor always at your best? Let him have his way with thee. His power can make you what you ought to be. His blood can cleanse your heart and make you free. His love can fill your soul and you will see 'twas best for him to have his way with thee.
Look forward to seeing you this evening at 6 at this very place. And let's be in prayer about those people in times or circumstances that are beyond their control with all this rain and the water that comes down.
Let's turn to number 446. 446. That's this song by the Tommy that we just know for.
We praise thee, O God, for the Son of thy love. For Jesus who died and is now gone above. Hallelujah, find the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, find the glory. Revive the
Father, many blessings you have given us. We're thankful today that we've had to come and sing praise to thy name and study again from thy word. Dear Father, we're especially thankful to Jesus who died for our sins. And so thankful for the privilege we have of living in this country that we can worship thee without fear of persecution. We pray that you can be with the leaders that we can continue worshiping this way. Pray, dear Father, that you'll be with those who are mentioned here today that are sick. Ask to be with them, comfort, strengthen them, that they be back to the normal walks of life, to be thy will. Dear our Father, pray to be with those who lost loved ones and comfort them in all the way that thou can. We pray, dear our Father, that you be with each one of us now as we go to our homes. Bless us, continue to be